Hey guys, it's Jennifer, your host. Just popping in here. Before we get started with this week's episode, we are back in Quebec. So the names are in French again. So I want to apologize if I pronounce any names wrong. I'm doing my best. I try and search up the pronunciations so I get them right. But I just wanted to give a little note that if I pronounce names wrong or it sounds funny, it's because this takes place in Quebec and they are French names and I'm trying to pronounce them in English. So bear with me. On January 27th, 1978, 10-year-old Manon Dupri went missing from a village in Missisquoi, Quebec. She was later found dead on March 24th, 1978. You're listening to Where the Road Ends. I'm your host, Jennifer, and this is Episode 5, The Death of Manon Dupri. Dupri was playing with her friends and younger sister Chantelle on January 27, 1978. Dupri, her sister, and their friend later that day decided to go sledding and then decided to split up when it started to get dark around 7:30 p.m. This was the last time that Dupri was seen. A large-scale search party was conducted to find Dupri. Her body was found partially frozen in a stream on March 24, 1978, Good Friday, by two boys who were from Montreal. Dupri had been in the same winter clothing which she was last seen wearing. She had a gash on her forehead, which may have been caused by a strike, which caused many people to believe there was foul play involved. Dupri's body was taken to Montreal, where an autopsy was performed. It was suggested that the gash on her head may have been caused by something metal and that she may have been transported to the stream where she was deposited. But this is all guessing. There's no physical evidence to suggest that this is the case. To this day, the case remains unsolved, and there are currently no leads into what happened to Manon Dupri on January 27, 1978. There are some that believe that the girl was kidnapped and murdered. This would be the logical conclusion when you think and look into this case, that she disappeared on the January 27th and was later found dead on March 24th. Some local police officers theorize that that there are others cases that have similarities to this case and are trying to link the three together and are suggesting that there may have been a murderer who was operating in the area in the 1970s. But as of right now, these are all theories and conjectures, and there's no physical evidence to prove that we know of anywhere that's available to the public to prove that this is the case. And unfortunately, this little 10-year-old girl lost her life. And that, my friends, is a very, very, very sad story of a missing child turning to murder and the murder of Manon Dupri, who is just 10 years old. So much was stolen from her. Her life was cut short for no reason. When it comes to children, missing children, murdered children, and unsolved cases, it's really hard. I'm sure the parents are still wondering why, and everybody in the community is wondering why, and we would like to have answers and justice for this little girl, and if the other cases are linked, for those children as well. If you know anything, if you live in the area, if you've seen anything, if maybe your grandparents seen anything, if you remember anything, please reach out to the police. No clue is useless. Everything is valuable, and you never know. You might help solve a cold case. But that's it, my friends. Until next time, stay spooky.
Thank you.